These are the stories that highlight our region's grit and grace. Ordinary people of Greater Philadelphia becoming difference makers. It's Philly Rising on KYW News Radio.
Ajua Abrokwa discovered the sport of cycling during the pandemic while looking for a COVID-safe outlet.
Being on that bike really helped me reconnect with the outdoors. The sun is beaming on me, you know, I'm riding through natural green spaces, and it really did a lot for my emotional wellness.
Shortly after, the Philly native from Strawberry Mansion, mother of three and lifelong athlete, noticed underrepresentation in the sport. That inspired her passion for expanding access.
So I did a little bit of research and I found like there's not a lot of girls of color that race bikes or even know that cycling is a sport that they can participate in.
She is Focus Community Incorporated. That's her nonprofit focused on empowering women and girls in the community to reach their full potential using cycling and physical activity to tread a transformative path.
And coming from the urban space, especially now with the social climate that we have going on in Philly with all the violence, I definitely believe that it could serve as a benefit too. So that's one of the reasons why I want them to get up and get out and get on a bike to kind of help manage some of that energy and those emotions that they're having around a lot of what's going on around them and possibly to them.
As a Muslim woman who wears a hijab, she's also created a way to welcome other Muslim women into the sport.
I designed and now I have a manufacturer I work with and I created my own. So I don't have to worry about looking for long sleeve jerseys in the summer or long bibs because I have my own and I sell them.
Abrokwa says the organization is always looking for more women and girls to join the She Is Focus community. More information is on their website. I'm Antoinette Lee.
If you know a difference maker who should be featured on Philly Rising, go to kywnewsradio.com/Philly Rising.